Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and today I'll be talking with ABC News' Paula Farris about her new Journeys of Faith podcast, in which she interviews newsmakers about their spiritual beliefs. We'll also be discussing Paula's own faith and how she feels God led her to step back from some of her career responsibilities to focus more on herself and her family. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and today I'm happy to welcome a guest who I've watched and admired on TV for years. Paula Farris is a senior national correspondent for ABC News, who used to be the co-anchor of Good Morning America's Weekend Edition, as well as a panelist on The View. But Paula is also a Christian who feels that God wanted her to step back from some of her jobs because they'd been overwhelming. The Emmy Award-winning anchor and journalist can still be found covering stories for the weekday edition of Good Morning America, and she's also taken on a new role, host of a podcast called Journeys of Faith. Joining me now to talk about the podcast and her own journey of faith, I am pleased to welcome to Christopher Close-Up, Paula Farris. Paula, it's so great to have you here in the studio today.
Thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it. Excited to be here.
I've been listening to Journeys of Faith. It's a wonderful show, and let me tell you about one of the things that I like best about it, because religion and faith can sometimes, it's a topic that can sometimes get people riled up, especially in this day and age. But what you're doing is you're having civil, friendly conversations with people about their opinions of faith, even if those maybe beliefs differ with yours as a Christian. So I'm curious, you know, what's the genesis of the podcast and what's your philosophy in bringing it to life?
Right. Well, the genesis is my own personal faith. And I know that I wouldn't be where I am without my faith. It's been my rock, my glue, my foundation. It has kept my marriage together. It has pulled me through the most difficult and trying times. It's honestly frightening for me to think about where I would be in my life if I couldn't rely on my faith. Mm-hmm. So that was really the impetus. Secondly, there's not a platform for people to talk about their faith. Not a mainstream platform. Mm-hmm. You can go to a more granular networks, the 700 Club, or you can go to, you know, a particular Judaism publication or a Muslim publication or an atheist publication. But there's not a mainstream platform to people. There's not a mainstream platform for people to talk about what they believe, why they believe it, and how it's carried them through the best and worst of times. Mm-hmm. We, as a journalist, I recognize that. Mm-hmm. If you mention Jesus or God or Allah, we cut that from the interview.
Okay.
I don't want that to happen. That's why we created this. Mm-hmm. It's to give people a space to talk about something that's very deeply personal to them and something that they're very passionate about. So thus, Journeys of Faith.
Yeah. And along those lines, the other thing I admire about it is that in today's society, we can so easily dehumanize those who disagree with us. And in your conversations, you are showing the human side of these, you know, public figures, but also political figures. Is that just something that was really important to you to say, you know, instead of let's just see the public persona, let's see who they are as human beings?
I want to see a different side to these newsmakers and mm-hmm. to these influencers. I want to find out what makes them tick. When you start talking about someone's faith, you can get really deep mm-hmm. and it can get a little uncomfortable sometimes, mm-hmm. but you can really dig deep and you can probe and you can see what makes these people tick. And yes, you mentioned sitting down with people that I may not see eye to eye with. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what Jesus did, though? I mean, Jesus didn't necessarily, yes, he had the disciples, but Jesus was out there talking with people that didn't see eye to eye with him. He mm-hmm. was with the worst of the sinners mm-hmm. and yet having conversations and even some tough conversations.
Yeah.
And I think as Christians, we've lost the ability to just sit down and listen to people. Mm-hmm. And this isn't me trying to push my faith on somebody else. Mm-hmm. This is just me sitting down and listening and respecting somebody else's faith and where they're coming from. And also showing them, hopefully they'll see the love of Christ in me as well.
Sure.
But we can disagree. We can agree to disagree, mm-hmm. and we can do so respectfully. And I think that as a society, we've lost the ability to do that. And as Christians, we've really lost the ability to do that. We tend to just sit down with people that that think exactly like us. It's an echo chamber, so to speak. But I'm really, I'm finding personally, not just professionally, but personally, these conversations with people that I don't see eye to eye with, I'm growing. I think there's nothing wrong with challenging your faith, questioning your faith. That's how you grow. That's the only way you grow, actually, is when you really dig down. And if, you know, the Bible talks about having a reason for the hope that is within you. What is the reason? It's not just enough to say, I believe. You need to really know, what is it that you believe and why do you believe it? And I think you will earn people's respect if you just sit down and engage in a conversation with them and show them the love of Christ. Really, that's what we're supposed to be here. Really, that's the calling, isn't it? To love God and love people. And we overcomplicate it. So that's what I'm trying to accomplish here.
I'm talking to Paula Farris. You'll know her from ABC News. She's a senior national correspondent and an anchor. She was on Good Morning America Weekend, former co-host on The View. And right now we're talking about her podcast, Journeys of Faith. You can listen and subscribe for free at abcnews.com, Amazon Echo, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. So now, tell us about, you know, tell us about some of the people that you've interviewed on Journeys of Faith and what impact they've had on you.
Right. Season one, we interviewed newsmakers, athletes, Tim Tebow, Robin Roberts, who is the host of Good Morning America, country music stars Luke Bryan and Hillary Scott, atheist Sam Harris, who's a neuroscientist and a philosopher, way out of my league, Reza Aslan, who is a TV commentator, author, and religious scholar who found his way to Islam through Jesuit priests. It's, it's an interesting conversation. Marla Maples, the second wife of Donald Trump, and Sherry Shepherd and Melissa Joan Hart. And I was just, I'm learning so much about my own personal faith, and I'm just learning how important it is to listen to people, to sit down and listen and to have respectful dialogue. And I, you know, we'll see. It's, we just finished season one. We just wrapped. We're in the process of booking for season two, which we hope to launch next month in February. And trying to see what worked in season one. What do people, who do people want to hear from? Not just the newsmakers or the people that have the ear of a community. But so we're in the process right now of booking guests. And it's an exciting process. It really is. But we want to know what resonates. So if you have a recommendation, shoot me a tweet at Paula Farris, and I'm all ears.
Wow, that's that. That's
you have
great.
Any recommendations, Tony?
Well, I've recommended the Jim and Jeannie Gaffigan. I think
are
wonderful and
the clean comedian.
Exactly. And on that note, when I went to iTunes to look up your podcast, you had the designation "clean lyrics" there. So your podcast is under that designation too.
Really?
Yes, I was surprised to see it there. It was kind of amusing.
That is interesting.
So there's no foul language when you listen to Paula's podcast. Now, I want to touch a little bit on the personal side too, because I know another element of this podcast that came out of you reprioritizing your life after what you called a season of hell. Talk about what happened and what caused you to step back a little bit from your weekend GMA duties and from co-hosting The View. What was going on?
Well, I think we have a different vision for ourselves than God does sometimes. And I think, you know, I got really caught up in what I was doing and who I was as an anchor and a co-host of The View. And I noticed that everything started taking a backseat, including my family. They were getting the leftovers, the rest of me, not the best of me. And I had contemplated stepping down from Weekend GMA and from The View the summer of 2017. And then, you know, an executive was having an honest conversation with me and said, you'd be crazy to do that. And I allowed that fear to really penetrate my spirit and to paralyze me. And I was like, they're absolutely right. Who would walk away from these two seemingly dream jobs, Weekend, Good Morning America co-anchor, and a co-host of The View? So I pressed in and I allowed that fear to paralyze me from doing what I knew was right, from doing what I felt that God had kind of pressed on my heart to take a, step away from these two assignments and to refocus my priority compass, so to speak. But I didn't listen. I allowed that fear to paralyze me to the point where I went through this season where it started in September. I had a miscarriage with an emergency surgery. Then I suffered a concussion on the job. I was doing a live shot down in near Wall Street, the financial district, mm-hmm. and someone threw an apple at my head. I know it sounds crazy, but they threw it so hard it exploded, and I subsequently suffered a concussion. The police said, according to surveillance video, it appeared that the apple was traveling 60 miles an hour. So that's like taking a fastball on the back of your head. And had my face been turned just slightly to the right, it would have shattered the side of my face.
Wow.
So I'm knocked out of work for 3 weeks. And the day I get cleared to go back to work, I have driven my husband to the train station. Mm-hmm. I get an email that I'm cleared to go back to work that weekend. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I legitimately get it. I literally get in a car crash 5 minutes after I receive this email.
Oh, gosh.
Head-on collision. The minivan was totaled. It was not my fault. A woman ran a red light.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm bumped out of work for a little bit longer. A couple months later, I'm diagnosed with influenza, which then turned into pneumonia. That's about 7-8 months of my life.
Oh, my.
And I really felt God saying, you need to trust me. I mm-hmm. put this on your heart. You knew that I was calling you to take a step back.
Yeah.
And you didn't listen to me. And I hope I have your attention now. And I tell you what, God got my attention. And I realized that I needed to step away from these two positions,
mm-hmm.
ask for a different schedule, Monday through Friday, walk into the unknown. It's mm-hmm. not like I was walking into another position that was waiting for me.
Yeah.
I had to have some tough conversations with my bosses and say, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do this instead? Can I work Monday through Friday? Can I work on big interviews and substantive stories? Can I launch this faith podcast, which I wouldn't have launched it
mm-hmm.
had I continued to do what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, it was a big step of faith. I was walking into the unknown, a lot of career ambiguity. And there's that quote from Martin Luther King, which really resonated with me, that faith is taking that first step when you can't see the rest of the staircase. There were moments mm-hmm. I couldn't even see that first step I was on.
Yeah.
So it was really a leap of faith. And but, you know, I've been so blessed
mm-hmm.
and it's been tough. There are moments because I didn't realize how much I identified as a person with these positions.
Mm-hmm.
I identified as the weekend anchor or a co-host of The View. And when I walked away from that, I realized that I had found too much of my identity in what I did and not who I was as
okay.
a child of God.
Yeah.
So a lot of soul searching too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a really great moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Very clarifying in
yeah.
who I am, but in whose I am
okay.
and where my identity lies
yes.
as well.
Yes. Well, I saw your Twitter bio says you love Jesus, family, sports, and bacon. So
pretty much. And ranch dressing, but there weren't enough characters.
Okay. I'm talking to Paula Farris from ABC News. She's got the new podcast, Journeys of Faith. You can find it on iTunes and all over the place.
And it's free 99, people.
It's free, folks.
Free folks. 99.
No, we're talking about her stepping back. Now, I'm curious about, you know, you're known as this person of faith, but how did faith become so important to you? How did you see it modeled by your parents? How did you make it your own?
Well, I did see it modeled by my parents, but it didn't become my own until I really went through some tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And as difficult as those trials and tribulations are for each one of us, I think we can all look back and think, that's where the rubber met the road for me. That's
mm-hmm.
when I found out what my faith was made of.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I was raised in a Christian home. I'm a bit of a Christian mutt. So when I was born into a Catholic family, but then
mm-hmm.
my family, so I had my first communion. We then, I guess you could say, converted to the Lutheran church. It was
mm-hmm.
a big upheaval because both sides of the family are very strict Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
So started going to the Lutheran church. I was confirmed in the Lutheran church and then went to a Baptist/Bible high school, went to a conservative Christian college.
Mm-hmm.
But the common denominator through that whole, my entire childhood into college, my parents were members of this community of Christ. It was called Morningstar Christian Community in Jackson,
okay.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So we met on Sunday nights at the YMCA, all different denominations, Baptists, Lutherans, Catholics, very Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And So Sunday nights, we all met at the YMCA. Saturdays were household. So basically what our vernacular, we would call a small group these days. So I'm literally a Christian. I'm a Christian, Lutheran, Baptist/Bible, Pentecostal. Mm-hmm. So I've been exposed to a little bit of it all. And I've just realized even more so, it's more clear to me than ever. We get caught up in these little nuanced differences and we're forgetting the commission is really the calling. Like the biggest calling we have is to love God and love people. And that gets lost in a lot of the nuance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a perception that practicing Christians can't really get a job in major media. And you seem to be proof that is not true. What do you think, you know, got your foot through the door?
Hard work. Right. And I think my parents always instilled hard work in me. You know, do everything to the glory of God. So I've always been a hard worker. But I had a production background out of college, and so I was content just to stay behind the scenes. I actually was really scared. I allowed those fears once again to paralyze me from doing what I knew God had been calling me to do.
Yeah.
My high school teacher had encouraged me to go into broadcasting, so I did. But then I decided to stay behind the scenes. My college professors kept encouraging me, you need to be in front of the camera. You're very comfortable. But no, I was too scared.
Wow.
I was too scared of failure. I was scared of the inadequacy. And it wasn't until I was out of college a couple of years, I was working in radio sales at the time, but I had, you know, our curriculum in college was shooting and editing and producing. So I was very familiar with everything that went on behind the scenes producing. And that was my emphasis. But a couple of years after college, after several production assignments and production jobs, I was working in radio sales. 9/11 happened, and that's when I really felt that tug on. I knew God had been calling me to get back into news, but I was ignoring it.
Okay.
And I wasn't. I finally felt like the dream that everyone else had for me, I finally saw it for myself, and I finally believed it. And I still felt inadequate. I was still scared of failure, still didn't think I was good enough, didn't think I could do this.
Yeah.
But I really felt God saying in that moment, if I've called you, I'll equip you. In the same way I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Mm-hmm. So I quit my job in radio sales, making great money, about $60,000 a year as a 25-year-old.
Wow.
And I handed my resume out to several local stations in Dayton, Ohio, just to be a PA. Got my foot in the door at one station. One station hired me, making minimum wage. It's probably $7 an hour to be a PA. So shooting, editing, producing, behind the scenes, running teleprompter, anything they needed me to do, I was doing. And I borrowed the camera equipment from the sports director and the sports department and went out and I shot my own stand-ups. I shot my own interviews. I edited my tape. I handed it to the news director. Who I had told in the initial interview, I eventually want to report. I know that won't happen here. It's too big of a market. But I hand him this tape. I said, I just want your feedback.
Yeah.
And he looked at it. He said, you did this by yourself? I said, I did. I'm autonomous. I can one-man band, which is what we, in the industry, what we, if you're shooting, editing, producing, you're one-man banding. You're doing everything yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have a team. So he knew that he could just unleash me and I could figure it out. And a couple of weeks later, he walked up to me in the newsroom, tapped me on the shoulder, and he's like, I'm going to put you on the air. So I did a little bit of sports. I did a little bit of news reporting and anchoring. And that was the genesis of the career. But I had to get over my fears.
Yeah. So even though the Bible has something like over 300 fear nots, be not afraid, it's still something you struggled with.
Oh, completely. Fear paralyzes us all.
Yeah.
It paralyzes us from trying out for the tennis team. It paralyzes us from, you know, from auditioning for the choir. It paralyzes us from our calling many times.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just have to remember, you know, in the same way that if God calls you, God's going to equip you. We can't trust ourselves. We have to trust God. And that's why I just threw it on God. I'm like, you want me to do this? Then you got to figure it out. All right.
Yep.
We had some honest conversations and God's kind of figured it out, I guess you could say.
Do you schedule like a quiet time or prayer time so that you can talk to God in this way?
All the time. But I don't feel like there's one particular moment where I designate, I'm going to sit down and pray. I try to fill my whole day with praise. when I wake up, when I'm on my way to Good Morning America, I put my headphones in and I listen to Hillsong Worship. Mm-hmm. I try to really feed my spirit. I feel like music is so, it's so important and consequential mm-hmm. and in your day. So I try to fill it with worship music.
Okay.
I repeat scriptures to myself. I do a 3-minute meditation, which I love, mm-hmm. which is focusing on my breath for a minute. Another minute takes me to my happy place, which is usually Lake Michigan, where I'm from. And then okay. the third minute is positive affirmations, which I repeat scripture. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I was knit together in my mother's womb. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Mm-hmm. And I just repeat those to myself. So I try to, it's not, for me, my faith isn't something that I make time for, that okay. I separate from mm-hmm. myself. It is who I am. I cannot separate myself from my faith. Something that I carry with me every moment of every day.
It's integrated into the course of your daily life.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I'm talking to Paula Farris of ABC News. You'll know her from Good Morning America and from The View. And now she has a new podcast called Journeys of Faith, in which she talks to newsmakers about the topic of faith. And it's a wide array of newsmakers, from Tim Tebow to Luke Bryan to Ben Shapiro to Sam Harris, who is an atheist. And she has a lot of really interesting conversation, so you should check that out at iTunes, at Google Podcasts, ABC News, and a bunch of other places. I listened to your Robin Roberts interview, and mm-hmm. during it you mentioned that when you don't go to church, you notice a difference in your spirit. So I'm just curious, what is the difference in your spirit? What does that do for you, that experience of church?
Well, church isn't... I heard our pastor once say that you don't go to church to remind God of who you are. You go to church to remind yourself of who God is.
That's
right?
Good. That's good, yeah.
And so it's just that daily reminder, or that weekly reminder for me, is church. And also being part of community and a group of people that can hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. But just really getting a chance to worship mm-hmm. and remind yourself of who God is.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
need that reminder. I literally, some people think of their best ideas when they're running. Some people get hit with their best ideas when they're in the shower. I literally get my best ideas when I'm worshiping. I feel like the Spirit really talks to me. So for me, church is, it's not just reminding myself who God is. It's reminding my children who God is. Mm-hmm. I want my children to be raised in the church and to know that this is why we're here. It's to love God, it's to love people, it's to be kind. You know, I remind my children all the time and every day, you know, be Jesus to somebody. You might mm-hmm. be the only Jesus that somebody sees. Yeah. Let them know there's a difference in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't, you know, sitting down and preaching to someone. This is because, you know, people aren't going to listen to you, Tony, unless they see that there's something different
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. You can talk the talk, but it's mm-hmm. so much important to walk the walk.
Yeah.
And as Christians, many Christians will ask me, how can you work in such a quote unquote secular industry?
Mm-hmm.
My response is, wait a second. Mm-hmm. Aren't we supposed to be a light, shine our light?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And light only shines in the dark spaces, right?
Yes.
We got to be out there shining mm-hmm. our light and shining it from the hilltop. We don't mm-hmm. cover it with a bowl.
Yeah.
You're the light of the world, right? There's mm-hmm. also a verse in Philippians that says you are to shine like stars in the universe. That's mm-hmm. what we're here to do. If people don't see a difference in you,
mm-hmm.
that's something you really should think about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think for a long time people saw a difference in me. And then that really hit me. You know, I need to not just talk the talk. Are people seeing the love of Jesus in me?
Mm-hmm.
That's my job. And it's not anchoring. It's not reporting. That's why God has me where I am, so that mm-hmm. to show people the love of Christ
yeah.
that may not hear it, and to love people.
Yeah.
And if they don't notice a difference in me, it doesn't matter what I believe.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, the whole ideal of this show, it revolves around the old proverb, it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. You are lighting that candle, by the way. You're living out your career, your family life. You're not cursing the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do hit those times of darkness in your life, how do you light that metaphorical candle in order to move toward a brighter future?
I just cling to my faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have moments where I shake my hand and shake my fist at God.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the moments that when you draw near to God, you're drawing deeper into your faith. The moments I've grown the most are the most difficult moments of my life. I grew exponentially during that season of hell that I was telling you
yeah.
about.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine if I didn't have my faith to run to,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would have handled that. I really don't. And I also think like we have a different perspective. You know, now we see through a glass dimly, then we'll see face to face. We don't have all the questions right now, but we do know we're going to have this. This world is temporal. We can't get too comfortable here. We were never called to live comfortably as Christians, were we?
Yeah.
You know, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart for because I have overcome the world.
Exactly.
You're going to have issues as Christians. In fact, you may have more problems. You may have more trials and tribulations, but we can take heart. We can have peace because Christ has overcome it all. That's the end game.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're getting too comfortable here, then we need to really question our priorities. We were never called to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up, and I have been talking to Paula Farris. You'll know her from ABC News, from Good Morning America, from The View, and now she's got this wonderful podcast called Journeys of Faith with Paula Farris, where she talks to all kinds of interesting people about their experience of God. And talking to you here reminded me of this quote by Madeleine Lengel that, you know, we don't reflect Christ. We don't call people to Christ by telling them how wrong they are and how right we are. We do it by reflecting a light that they find so beautiful that they ask what the source of it is. And I think that's exactly what you're doing with your life and your career. So thank
you. You're
absolutely accomplishing it.
I'm trying to every day. You know, I just say, God, please use me in whatever way you want.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your story today. Thank you for doing the Journeys of Faith. We're all going to listen to it, I hope. Everybody go look for it on
and
iTunes.
And subscribe, please.
And subscribe.
It's important to subscribe to show my bosses that there really is a need in this space of faith. So please support it.
Please do. Please do. I agree. And just thanks so much for coming to the studio
thank
today.
Thank you. It was my honor. It was really great.
Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
God is calling each of us to find our mission in life right now. It might involve a radical change, or it may be a call to serve those around us in a deeper way. To help you along that path, the Christophers have prepared a news note called Discover Your Mission in Life. It offers insights about discerning the path that God is calling you towards and shares stories about those who have embraced their particular mission. To request your free copy of Discover Your Mission in Life, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.